From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. December 1st is World AIDS Day. While the disease remains a deadly epidemic in sub-Saharan Africa, effective medication in the United States is giving HIV-positive patients the opportunity to live longer than ever. But with longevity come new health challenges, as Gabriela Quiroz reports.
That's a typical morning dose.
Sitting on the bed in his San Francisco apartment, Stuart Smith swallows his 17 morning pills in a single gulp.
So that's the morning ritual. I'm used to it, so it's not a big deal.
During the 25 years he has lived with HIV and AIDS, Smith has become a veteran of medical treatments. But these days, his list of ailments sounds more and more like that of any other 68-year-old.
Oh, gosh. I'm taking medication for my heart. I'm taking medication for depression. I'm taking medication for liver disease. I'm taking medication for neuropathy, for arthritis.
Since the mid-1990s, powerful antiretroviral drugs have turned HIV infection in the United States from an often fatal diagnosis into a chronic disease. Dr. Priscilla Hsu, Smith's cardiologist, started her medical career in the mid-90s caring for AIDS patients at San Francisco General Hospital. They suffered from pneumonia and an aggressive tumor called Kaposi sarcoma. Today, Hsu, who now runs the hospital's HIV and cardiology clinic, sees HIV patients with very different illnesses.
These are patients that have had to worry about HIV disease, and now, because they're living longer, which is a great thing, they have other health concerns to worry about now, which are lots of things that are affecting the aging and kind of chronically ill population, such as cardiovascular disease.
Not only are HIV patients suffering from heart disease and other illnesses of old age, like cancer, bone loss, and dementia, but when researchers like Hsu looked closely, they made a startling discovery.
We did a study here at San Francisco General a couple of years ago, basically comparing patients who present with acute heart attacks of HIV infection versus patients that don't have HIV. And we were surprised to find that the HIV patients, they present more than a decade younger than their uninfected counterparts. So they tend to present at an average age of 50.
Researchers have also found that HIV-positive patients who develop dementia develop early-onset dementia, and those who lose function in their kidneys do so at a faster rate than uninfected patients. To researchers, it looks like the bodies of HIV patients are aging faster than expected.
More and more people are saying, well, why are we seeing these cancers? Why are we seeing this heart disease? Why are we seeing bone loss and other problems? And we think that there's an underlying theme.
Dr. Paul Volberding co-directs the Center for AIDS Research, a collaboration between the University of California, San Francisco, and the Gladstone Institutes. He's bringing together a team of researchers to explore the possible causes of this accelerated aging.
At first, we thought it was all drug side effects, and then as we began to see some of the data, we said, well, it looks really more like HIV.
Researchers now suspect that even though antiretroviral drugs reduce the amount of virus in the body to very low levels, even a small amount of the virus is enough to cause an inflammation that Volberding says can ultimately hurt the body's organs.
Inflammation can be a really good thing and really necessary thing for healing and for protecting us. On the other hand, if it's not controlled, it can lead to serious problems, and that's what we're exploring with this.
To better understand inflammation in HIV patients, some researchers are drilling down to the cellular level. They're looking at HIV patients' chromosomes. UCSF molecular biologist Elizabeth Blackburn studies the tips of our chromosomes, which are called telomeres.
You can think of the telomeres as being like the protective metal or plastic tip at the end of a shoelace, and that stops the end of the shoelace fraying away. The more they're eroded, the more risk people have for cardiovascular disease and other very common diseases of aging.
Blackburn is researching how the wearing down of our telomeres contributes to heart disease and cancer, and is now planning to do the same for HIV.
So we want to ask in the HIV patients, well, what's the status of their telomere maintenance? Is it showing premature erosion or not? We don't know the answer.
Blackburn still needs to find funding for this new research. While the U.S. government has increased its budget to distribute antiretrovirals in Africa, funding for HIV/AIDS research has remained flat over the past 5 years. For Quest, I'm Gabriela Quiroz.
Stay up to date with Quest Radio and TV by subscribing to our podcast at kqed.org/quest.